Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Roger, wow, see that truck? That just look at that truck. They just parked. Look, no, seriously.
Oh, there's the trucker right there.
Kendall Grove, how are you?
Yeah, what's up?
Good to see you.
I like that word, truck.
Truck is a good word.
Especially the word that rhymes with truck.
Well, it's okay to
use more.
It's okay to like a lot of words.
But we can't use it right now.
But there's words we can't use. How different today, this week, fight week, getting ready to start up, your fight's in 2 days, than, you know, was it 8 years, 9 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I like it because I don't have to wear a mask right now. I had to mention that because I live in Hawaii and it's like, it's stupid out there. Like, they just pushed back the lockdown out there and now it's for 2 more weeks. And a lot of business, local businesses that have been open for 50 plus years are going out of business. It's just a hard time for the whole country, not just
for the whole world.
For the whole world. Yeah. Not just, but Hawaii is where I live. That's where I got to deal with all this. And yeah, but it's good to come to a state that's in phase two, phase three, and see how they live, where it's optional. Some places is optional. I know I went into Target last night. Well, I seen people with masks and walk in. I was like, hey, he doesn't have a, no. I went into 7-Eleven this morning. Oh, guys, no mask. All right, cool. Let me just take this off too. But yeah, getting back to fight week.
Well, this state, just real quick, this state is good on loopholes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you see a sign, like if there's a sign out here, it says, in order to enter this building, you must wear a mask. And they take it off as soon as they walk in the building because that's the loophole.
Yeah.
The loophole says to enter the building, which is crazy. In my opinion, this whole thing is crazy.
You hear that, Governor Ige?
a lot of governors. Yeah. It's crazy. All right, but we'll get out of that.
Well, yeah.
Fight week.
I had to mention
that.
No,
that's good.
It's ridiculous back in where I come from.
You know, we'll stay on this for a second. So we have a brand new godchild or grandchild, and we babysit 3 days a week. And, you know, because of Paige, who just came out and said that her husband tested positive, and I called Toolbag, which is what I call Matt.
It's me.
And I'm like, do we really want to go?
A truck and tool bag.
A truck and tool bag.
I'll make the shirt. Yeah, I like that.
Truck and tool
and
bag.
You know, I kind of considered, and I'm like, what are we going to do? Just sit in the house until we die?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to still live. We still have to make money. We still have to enjoy ourselves. And
no, you said we still got to live and not in fear. And if we continue to live like this, it's
not living.
It's not living. But yeah.
But we're now in the fight week.
I get to live on Friday night.
You get to
do what I was blessed to have had a career of doing and fighting. So get to travel the world. And now here I am in Orlando, Florida.
Or Daytona Beach.
Close enough.
Daytona Beach.
I said Orlando because I was running down and it was Orlando, Jacksonville.
It's right up, right.
Yeah,
right,
sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Daytona Beach.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in Daytona Beach and I get to fight a legend, a superstar. It's a guy I idolized for a second, you know what I mean? And not the first guy I ever idolized and fought, you know what I mean? But it's awesome. Like I'm living a good life.
As I'm sitting here, and I told Matt when you were on a couple of weeks ago how you make me smile and you make me, and you always have, and you know that. I've always said that to you. I'm watching
I have that
you.
Effect on people.
You do, and it's awesome. Isn't that a cool thing?
It is.
Awesome.
I mean, whether it's real or it fake, you know, whatever it is, it's cool.
I ain't fake.
And no, I'm not saying you. I'm just. I'm saying your love
you're
for people.
It's not.
Well, whatever.
where that punch comes
from. I can't wait to see it.
I was gonna ask you about: is it as much fun? Are you enjoying it as much, you know, as when you first started? And then I'm watching you sitting here and smiling and laughing and having a good time and. I would assume yes.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Behind last night, I was good. I worked. I got in. And I'm just being 100% honest with everyone who's listening or out there. At the end of the day, I'm 37, 6 kids, married, happy, live in Hawaii. I don't care. So I'm sitting upstairs and I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm like, all right, got a good run, shadow box, like, feel good. I'm 206 right now. Got to make 200. I'm perfect. So I'm like, yeah, and I'm tired. I thought I was 6 hours behind, you know, Hawaii, 6 hours behind of Daytona. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Then I right there, right before I doze off, I started thinking about the fight. Then I'm like wide awake, and I'm just like, okay, there goes my 6 o'clock wake up time to go run. 1 a.m. I'm like, damn. Like, but like I was telling my cousin over here when he got in this morning, I'm like, because he's a Coast Guard, he's a rescue swimmer for the Coast Guard, and
wow.
He's the guy right now. His job is to go teach people how to do what he does, but he's trying to get transferred.
So he's in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Oh, he just went upstairs.
Is he 6 feet? How
yeah.
tall is he?
Yeah,
six
he's
feet.
Tall.
Well, you know, you have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard.
Are you?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, ask him.
Oh, okay.
That
I'll
way,
ask him next time
that way, when the ship sinks, they can walk back to shore.
He's gonna punch.
I was in the Navy.
He's gonna punch. Somebody's punching Randy in the face, but it's guaranteed now.
No, but we're talking, and I was like, oh, so what? When you go back, if you get stationed in Hawaii again, your last term before he retires, are you gonna go back to rescue swimming? He's like, yeah, like I miss that adrenaline, and I was like, that's why I'm here. I'm here because, and then I told him the story last night, and overthinking, getting that, oh shit, what's going to happen? Like, oh, did I train enough? Or what, like, million scenarios go through your head.
Sure.
As a fighter, if you say you don't do this, like, you chances are you're full of it. But you
you're
overthink.
Trucking lion.
Yeah, yeah. you overthink it, and then, but then that sense of like, all right, I'm gonna get exactly what I want on Friday night. It's gonna, all this anxiousness, all this nervous kinetic energy, good energy, bad energy, will disappear the second I walk out, and then it becomes game plan. Then it becomes executing what I do. Then it becomes, did I do? You're gonna find out if you did enough.
Right.
For this guy. And but like I said, that's why we fight to find out who's better, who at that point in time. Doesn't mean I'm better than, but I believe I'm gonna be better than him
that
night.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And by all means, I don't want to sound like that hippie as I'm not better than no one, you know, but I'm
did you hear what he said? Can you learn that?
Was that
he's not said, better? Well, right.
Oh, I'm the greatest to ever do it.
That's all.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No, and I'm not saying I don't think that about myself, but you know, like, and I'm not saying like cocky people, like, but I'm just one to deliver my confidence different ways.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I've always wanted to ask this question, and I've never, to the best of my knowledge, I have never ever asked a fighter this question, because it's one of those, do you really ask it? But since you're one of those real guys,
oh boy,
okay,
here it comes.
I've always wanted to ask this question.
Oh Lord.
So it should be an honor that I'm asking you this. It could suck though too. This could be my punch in the face.
You're getting it.
I've always wondered if at any time, and I'm not saying you personally, just a fighter in general, has ever gone into a fight believing, thinking that they can't win the fight. They want to win. They're there to win. But deep down.
Okay. I'll give you an honest answer. When I fought Joe Riggs the first time out in Rumble on the Rock, I fought him on 4 days' notice. And I'll tell you the backstory. I took the fight. Kai Kamaka, a senior, or Kai Kamaka Jr., his son is in the UFC now. But he called me and he was like, oh, what? You want to fight Rumble next week? I was like, yeah, who? He's like, Joe Riggs. I'm like,
mother truck.
Well, this was back in 2003, Rumble on the Rock. In 2003, I was 3-4-0. I just beat Kaipo Kalama in Super Brawl, And I thought I was the shit.
The stuff.
The stuff.
You took a ship. Took a ship from
the
Hawaii.
The stuff.
I thought I was the stuff. So then, no, Kai, fast forward, Kai hits me up. He's like, oh, you, Joe Riggs. And I was just like, damn. The first thing I thought of was like, okay, it took me back to Desert Quest, my coach, Mark Lehman, who destroys me at that point in time because I was still flying back to Vegas to train for fights. Not for this fight, but because it was a short notice fight. But and my coach couldn't submit him. And my coach submitted me pretty much at will at that point in time. You know what I mean? And my coach had a hard time, beat Joe Riggs in a grappling match, but couldn't submit him. So I took the fight like, all right, I'm moving back to Vegas. I need money. I need $1,000 to ship my truck back to Vegas. I got like 200 saved. My purse is 500 to show, 500 to win. All I got to do is win. And I got my truck. I didn't think I was going to win. But that's the gun on shoot. But right. I fought for money.
For the money.
And
you're a fighter, though.
But I'm a fighter. Right. That's wrong for saying. I thought I had a chance to win. But confidence-wise, going into it, he was in my head.
Right.
Just because how...
Who he is
at that time.
Right.
You know what I mean? There was talks of... And then shortly after, he got into the UFC. So in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to take this fight, thinking I was going to win. Thinking if I beat him, I'm going to go into the UFC. This is all like... You know, young
right.
kid, young.
Right. You're
dreamer,
still young.
A dreamer.
Are we allowed to say that? I don't know. Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hippie.
But you know, my head wasn't there. It was short. No.
Right.
I can
right.
make all the excuses right. in the world, but right. I just knew that, that. I think that was the only fight I ever went in like. Might lose.
But I'm getting a truck.
Probably going to lose. But I'm making it to Vegas.
Right, right. You know? Interesting. You know, you mentioned something, and typically we don't talk. I don't talk to the guests before they come on because I want it all to be spontaneous and live and stuff. But again, you and I go back so far. And we were talking about Vegas, and I found that interesting. You know, when things happen, that it's not the end of the world. And you were discussing how you were working in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so many – we all go through something, but it's how you rebound.
Yeah,
and I found what you were telling me quite interesting.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the story real quick. I was living in Vegas. I had a job. I forget what tiling company, but there's a lot of Polynesian workers on the in that company. My dad got me the job, and I was working at the Wynn Hotel as doing all the Larev, the theater, the tile, whatnot, and I was there for like 6 months, and usually when you're at a job, you stay at that job, and then when you switch jobs, you just randomly get tested for a certain substance. And then
for your driver's license.
For your
right.
driver's
right.
license.
Right, right. For the driver's license. Yes. License. That way you can get to the job.
Let's just keep it at that.
Right.
And long story short, I switched jobs, got fired. And my dad was pissed. My dad was like, you better get a job if you, like, da 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 da. And my dad at the time, he didn't, MMA was nowhere at that time. But I believed it was going to be something. So I had a fight down at Total Combat for Eric Del Furio's show down in Tijuana, Mexico at that point in time. And I think the PANS, jiu-jitsu tournament in California. And my dad was like, all right, cool. I'll support you up until – it was like 2 months. I'll support you, and then after you do that fight in that tournament, go get a job. I was like, all right, cool. Sure enough, I fought. I won. I knocked the guy out. TKO'd him in the second round, and then I did PAN. I came in first in my division and then second in absolute. And then one of my dad's coworkers at the time, he trained at Henzo's gym in New York. And my dad worked as a merchant marine in New York in the harbor on a tugboat. So then every time me and my brother and my sister did something athletically, we would always send my dad the videotape so he could
cool.
see.
Sure.
You know, he was always Wake Proud, Island yeah. traveling. He's a seaman. But
that's what Randy was.
Everyone who goes in the Navy is a seaman. A seaman apprentice and then a seaman.
That's so wrong.
No, but, I need sanitizer.
Yeah. Just talking about. No, but anyways, he ended up playing the tape, and the guy from Hens was like, "Hey, bro, your boy got talent." And then he sees something, like, and it didn't take me convincing my dad. Hey, Dad, I got it.
Right.
It took some random guy that I didn't even know, but trains at Hensel, who's probably at a blue belt at the time, which is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But someone a third party that told him, hey, bro, like, your kid's not just blowing smoke up here, you know?
Right.
And he called me like a giddy kid that, like, the next day right after, like, oh, hey, and told me about it, like, hey, yeah, like, you have what it takes, da 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 da, like, sorry, like, but, like, you know, like, he's got confirmation now, so, like, I want to pay for your rent, which is for...
Provided you change your nickname.
Yeah, provided I change my nickname.
Right.
See, I remember. At first, it was just, like, he was hyped, like, yeah, like, I got you. Like, people believe, like, people outside of our family believe in you, that sees talent in you. Like, okay, I got you, but this name, Rainbow Warrior, there's something about it that I don't like. You should change your name to the Spider, because you're all arms, all legs, like a daddy long leg spider. And like I told you a couple weeks ago, I was like, Anderson Silva has that name. That's a tough name, though. Like, and at the time, he wasn't in the UFC. This is back in 03. And I was just 03, 04. And I was just like, oh, man. And then he was just like, I was like, what if, like, Rainbow Warrior is cool? What if you, like, say you're fighting a guy, you think, he's gay or whatever, and you lose to him? Even worse. Even worse, regardless if that's my preference or not. Like, it's funny. Right. And then he's like, well, you can pay your rent. I was like, Spider has a good ring. Kendall the Spider. Oh, hey, perfect, Dad. Way better than Kendall the Rainbow Warrior Group. Money.
Kendall, gotcha. Pay my rent, bro.
Yes.
We'll fight for money.
Kendall, I have no job and have no income to support this fighting lifestyle. Grow.
That's awesome.
That's your cardboard sign. We'll fight for money.
Yeah. Like, right?
Or nickname.
Yeah. I'll fight for money.
How come you didn't make fun of his red mohawk?
Because he's a friend of mine.
Yeah. Oh.
You're not. You just drive me around from state to state.
But I thought that's what your question was earlier. I thought you were going to get... Because he makes fun of me weekly, daily.
Daily.
For that, that's daily. So, yeah, see? And then, but, you know, here...
You haven't? No, you
haven't. I got to diet. I got to do it. So,
that's why he came, just so he could get, you know, what you were saying people gave your dad, other people to tell you it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need third-party support right now.
Support.
Yeah. These mother truckers don't love... They don't listen.
Oh, good time.
Real quick.
Daytona, next to Orlando.
Yeah, not far from Orlando, where we'll be driving in a couple hours. What can we expect, not only on Saturday, but talk about BKFC Friday, 9/11, very
Saturday,
important day.
I'm expected to get really wasted, friends and family. I joke.
Here in Daytona Orlando?
I'll be in Maui, back of Maui.
Do you watch football?
Yes, my brother-in-law actually plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
Hercules Mata'afa, 51. Shout out.
I did not know that. Wow. I've always wondered.
He just got re-signed, made the 53-man run.
How cool is it to watch football at like 6 in the morning?
Awesome. Yeah, since we
the
have
heck
to,
with your fight on Friday. But let's
we had to get the NFL Network pack. We had to get the package just because like some of his games is.
No, you don't. I'll talk to you off air.
Okay. Babe, we're canceling it.
You gotta change your nickname though.
Yeah.
Like, Randy comes with the conditions.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Hello, cable stealer.
Not at all. It's not. It's
live streaming.
The splicer.
No, ever since he started playing, we got it and try to watch as much games as we can. You know, I was always a fan. My dad played football. My brother coaches. My older brother coaches for UNLV. Coached for USC, Wisconsin, Oregon State. The list goes on and on.
All the schools that won't be playing this year.
Yes. And my dad played football. That's why I was so hell-bent on us being athletes, me and my brother and my sisters. And but I love football. Not love it like play fantasy football kind of love it, but I love watching
What's wrong with fantasy football? I stopped, but I used to do it.
Nerds.
Older voice. Oh, my God. I need to back up. I can't be within grabbing reach if I say a few things.
He's going
to
punch you.
No, I get it. No, my sister-in-law just, your son dropped out of our fantasy. I'm like, no. I don't want to play.
Didn't even ask.
I don't have the patience. I don't know good players on first name basis.
Right.
You know, I love watching football, but I love watching First Take, Sports Center highlights, highly questionable analytics.
Right.
You know,
right.
That part of it, and then certain games, playoffs. I watch everything, even basketball. Even though not so much this year. It's kind of weird without. With electronic
right in the bubble.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's to me that, and I don't know if
but
you watch.
But at least they're playing. At least they're playing.
They are playing. I don't know if you watch WWE, but now they have them where instead of the cardboard cutouts, it's like people from all over the world, you know, like live streaming.
Wow,
which is insane. Real quick, I don't want to
that's
over.
That's cool though. Shout out to Vince.
Yeah,
making that happen.
Yeah,
you still get to experience that at home.
Yeah. Kind of strange, but yeah, it's still.
But we live in strange times now.
Absolutely.
This is the new norm. Things outside of the norm is becoming normal. Look, truck. yeah, we can go on and on about this, but yeah.
How much longer do you want to keep fighting?
Until.
It's not fun anymore?
I think it'll always be fun until I'm 80 years old, I think. Hopefully, I make it to 80, but. I think I'll always have the itch to fight. I don't know. I kind of tell you. I've talked about it in the past. And there's times where I was like, I ain't fighting. I don't want to fight. Even for this fight, I was like, I don't want to fight. Like before, right around December, January, this fight started to materialize. And I was talking with my wife, and my wife in, like, good words. She's like, stop acting like a female genitalia part. If you want to do it, do it. If not,
don't do
get
it.
Get off the pot and like call it a career, Kendall.
Right.
And then I'm just like, you're right. Let's do it. One more ride. Let's do it. One more ride. And like, I cannot turn down a fight with Hector Lombard, a name like that. That's what, as fighters, you dream to be on the stage dancing with.
Sure.
The guy.
The qualities of those
the
guys.
Dude.
Right.
You know, he was once the dude for Bellator.
Right.
Like this guy took out my a hero of mine in the third round, Falanico. And like, I'm just like, yeah. It woke me up. Yeah, I get to fight this savage. Yeah. Like,
he's getting all worked up.
You know
I see
mean?
It.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, people don't understand that. People listening to that, some people who know where I'm coming from, like, yeah, like, you get up for certain people. Like, and there's, and I got up for every fight, some more than usual. Like, you know, Evan Tanner's, Tim Boach's, Damian Maya's, Alan Belcher's, you know what I mean?
Sure.
The Mark names. Munoz's, these guys who made a difference in our sport. And now I get to go and swing hands with arguably one of the most scariest dudes to ever swing his ham hocks.
That should be a t-shirt.
You know what I mean? I'm just giving you guys t-shirts.
We'll get a cut. Yeah, no, you'll get a cut.
I love it.
They're already on the computer, you know, trademarking all those names.
Hey, documented on stuff. No, but listen, people can criticize, oh, he's old, he's washed up, CTE, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I read it all. I read it all. I take it in. I don't keep it in. Some stuff. But opinions, man, like people, and these are opinions coming from guys who drive around
right.
with masks on.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't respect that.
Right,
like,
right.
Shut up.
Right.
Go drive into a ditch.
Like it matters. It truly doesn't.
Like, yeah, you're, drive. No, but for real, like, at the end of the day, If I was single, I'll fight for the rest of my life. I'm married with kids that love me. I can't be leaving weeks on end to come train. Right now I can because obviously we're in hard times, right. And I got to work,
right.
You know. And tiling on Maui wasn't cutting it for me for a little while. So hey, boss, Dimitri, I got a big fight coming up. I'm going to take a leave of absence for the next 4 months. He's like, 4 months? He's rushing. Right. He's like, 4 months?
I don't think so.
I can't do this part time with you anymore. I'm like, come on. He's like, call me when you're done. I'm like, yes, Dimitri.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
No, but...
Friday night,
I got a fight. We'll go from there.
You can. There are a few tickets still left, so hit up bkfc.tv.
Yeah, come check it out, man. You know, everything's been closed down. Well, not here in Daytona.
Awesome. Florida.
Orlando. The bubble state. No, you know, let's bring our country back to being normal again. If only we only can fit 30% of the spectators, let's pack that. And anything, ballet, if you support that. Don't be scared. Don't let this pandemic scare you into not living anymore. Again, that's why I'm fighting, because I choose to live. I choose to live my life the way I want to live it.
You know what I mean? Kendall, as always,
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Rainbow Warrior.
Let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from just outside of Orlando in Daytona Beach. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back coming from just outside of Orlando.
What an interview.
Kendall.
Getting hyped up after that.
You know, and I've told the story about Kendall and when he won the Ultimate Fighter in his shorts, where he said he would donate them to the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund.
Right.
And because he was in Hawaii and, you know, I'm in Florida and we were running the thing and it took a while. But the man is a man of his word, and that's why I've always respected and looked up to him.
It's hard to match his intensity, but the next guest.
I don't know. Maybe Reggie can.
This guy brings the heat.
Reggie Barnett Jr.
Yes.
How are you?
Please, welcome. Thank you for adding my
suffix. I'll shake hands.
Because everybody else, they leave out my suffix. And, you know, I want the world to know that I am a junior. And the natural talent I have for boxing comes from the senior. You know, so the educated hand part comes from me being a student of the art of fighting. You know, but the natural talent comes from the senior.
That's very cool. And that is respect. You know, I do. That's one of the things I hate when people don't use the proper names and, you know, what people go by. Like this chucklehead over here continues to call my good friend George Gagel Jorge, just because he's a hammer. You know,
well, because he's from Brazil, and in Brazilian, George is Jorge.
Yeah, it is.
But he is George. First, I wanted to talk to you, Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, Chesapeake. I mean, I was raised in Virginia Beach. I was born in Chesapeake. I live in Chesapeake now. That's where my gym is, 757 Boxing. It don't matter. Hampton Roads area. Stand up.
If I can figure out the address where I left a vehicle in 1980, could you go see if it's still there?
Sure, why not?
I literally left a vehicle on the side of the road in 1980.
Dang, in 1980?
Yeah.
That was before I was born.
Yeah, I know. I know some of these guys have said, you know, I'm 36. I'm like, these shoes are older than 36. I mean, I was stationed in Damnick.
Okay. Yeah. My brother is actually, what do you call that? What do you call that? He's the director of recreational services for MWR.
Okay.
Out there.
Uh-huh. So is the pig farm still there?
I have no idea.
It was the world's largest pig farm. And every morning when Reveille went off at 6 a.m. and you smelled that stink.
I think they moved that. That's where it's out in Smithfield now, because there's a huge ass pig farm out in Smithfield.
Okay.
Get all that bacon from. And I don't eat pork, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Sure.
I get the meat sweats.
How excited are you to get back in the squared circle on Friday?
I'm super excited. I cannot wait to get in there and show all the new weapons and new tools we put into my belt. And then just get out there and put on another excellent dominating performance to get back in title contention.
When you fight whoever it may be, I think it's Abby on Friday, does it matter to you, or do you enjoy disliking the opponent, liking the opponent, not caring about the opponent?
It doesn't matter. I all feelings are put aside once that come out music comes out.
Can
once
it really?
My music comes on, all the feelings, you know, whether we're cool, whether we hate each other, to a certain extent, get put aside. Now, I will say in the title fight, that's I forgot about that. And so when I got up off the canvas, when Johnny raised his hands above my eyes, I was like, you mother. Okay.
Trucker.
Mother trucker.
Mother trucker. Okay.
It's FCC radio.
I know. I'm supposed to be sensitive. I was like, oh, okay. And so that emotional side went out the window, and we've seen the end result of that. But we know that whenever Easy gets in there and I stay cool, calm, and collective and composed and fight the way I'm supposed to do, not only is it exciting, but the person on the other side of me gets the crap beat out of me.
Right. You know, I've always brought it up to the athletes when we talk about something like that. I was in a fist fight. I believe I was 17. My older brother was, I believe, 19, and I still don't get along with him from that fist fight. So, you know, how I know you're a professional athlete and I'm not. How can you let it go? You know, eventually, whether it's Johnny Bedford or somebody else.
It's not personal. It's more of a sportsman thing. Like, who's the better man today? And at the end of the day, no matter who comes out the better man, you have to be man enough to accept that, whether it goes either way. You know, and then right. How you carry it is the same thing, because, you know, you could win it, but if you walk around being a dickhead after you won the fight, you know, that doesn't make you the better man. You know, and you could lose and be upset, but accept your defeat, you know, and learn from it and try to move forward. That makes you a better man.
So earlier we were learning about the history of the BKFC before the show, mm-hmm. and the original John Sullivan title, you had to win the title and then defend it three times in order to keep it. So, I mean, you know, like you're saying, you can lose once or, like, come back.
Any given, I mean, and again, it's any given weekend, you know.
Because Randy and I.
George St. Pierre said, you know, at one point in time, you could be the best in the world, you could be the world champion, but there's still somebody out there that could beat you, you know, and you just haven't fought that person yet.
I've always said that I'm sure there's people out there that we've never even found. But I was going to say, I've always liked the George St. Pierre's. I'm not impressed with your performance.
Well, because we often talk about Matt Hughes. Matt Hughes and I side with you have to beat the champ to be the champ.
Yeah, I side with that. Yeah, I side with that. But I also side with, if you are the champ, then you have to defend your belt at least once to say that you're the champion. You can't just win a strap and then walk around, oh, I'm the champ for a year or two and not defend it. You're not the champion.
Now, you've never said it because we argue about everything.
We do.
Now,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here to argue with you. Yeah.
If you want to punch him in the face, argument, you're more than welcome.
I got to save my hands for Friday. But
if you go a year or two, you know, I could agree with you. But, you know, I've always said when you win the belt, you're the champ. Now, if you don't, you know, fight for 2 years, then you're not the champ anymore. I mean, you should
there's
be stripped.
There's a difference. No, but there's a difference between being the champ and a champion. Okay? And let me explain this.
I understand. I got it.
So when you win the belt, right, you are the champ. Right. For that period of time, you are the champ. But you are not a champion until you can successfully defend your belt.
I like it.
I can live with that.
I like it. Because you can win a champ on a technicality, a check leg, a broken foot. You know? Like, the fight could be called. I like
it. You can be the champ and have the straps and have the titles, and that's fine. And like I said, we respect that as men, but I don't consider you the champion unless you can defend those belts in which you actually have.
I'll rock that. That's the official.
I like that.
That's it. Let's put that on Wikipedia.
I like that. How is training for a BKFC fight different than fighting for anything else?
I think just the body conditioning. The body conditioning is a lot different. You see those Muay Thai guys, what they put themselves through. We kind of pretty much do that for a bare knuckle fight. So my forearms, my shoulders, my abs, my face. I'm giving this secret away. We take steak blood. We take steak blood, and at night, rub it all over my face, and I'll play video games for like an hour or two, and I'll let it set in, and that's why my face looks a little rough and dried out all the time. But what it does is it helps me not cut as easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, like that's steak blood.
But more importantly, what do you do with the steak?
I don't eat it.
Can you ship them to me? You can have the blood, and I want the meat. How's that?
My wife will. She'll strain it for me, and then her and my daughter. Like we did it a couple nights ago because I had baked chicken, and they had steak and potatoes. I had baked chicken and broccoli and carrots, you know, because I'm eating healthy, and they had steak and baked potatoes. I was like, hey, babe, make sure you save that blood for me. You know?
That is crazy. What's it mean to you to fight Friday, 9/11, obviously a very important day in this country?
It is a very important day in history, but my perspective on it is different from a lot of people. I don't look at it as like a solemn day. You know, this country has been through a lot. Right now we're going through a lot. So why not we celebrate all those lives that we lost? You know, that's my mentality when I get in there to fight is I'm here to put on a great show in celebration of all those people who lost their lives to that tragic event and just be a representation of light. You know, because if anybody knows my story and what I've been through and what I've had to fight through just to be able to fight at this capacity and go out there and perform, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, and so it means a lot to be able to do that, especially on a day like 9/11.
What can we expect to see when you and Abby get in the squared circle and toe the line?
Well, off the back, it's going to be fireworks, right? And then we're going to see, is Abby going to man up and fight me, or is he going to run? You know, he already said, oh, you got to catch me. You got to catch me. Well, that's the same thing Rusty Crowder said and did, and he ran, and you saw what everybody did. They booed him on. We're here to fight. I'm here to fight. I came to fight. I didn't come to outpoint you. I didn't come here to pity pat with you. You know, I didn't come here to look good and be flashy like boxers do. I came to fight. And anytime I step in there, whether I'm winning or losing, y'all see the end result. I come to fight. You know, so that's exactly what you can expect from me anyway.
There you have it. I cannot wait for Friday night. Awesome. Reggie, thank you very much. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong.
Thank you guys for stopping by. I always wanted one of those darn shirts, man.
Well, now you got one.
I just didn't know how to get one. Well, so now I know.
Now you know. You'll a shirt, a hat. You'll get a package sent probably tomorrow.
So much. I appreciate your time.
Congrats on the new baby.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, the fireman or former fireman, I think he's still a fireman, Chris Lytle.
Once a fireman, always a fireman.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070. How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was John Cougar to start singing.
Yeah, I'll call him. I'll talk to him. See if he can
tell him to sing sooner, you know, quicker.
Yeah,
you know?
That's your boy.
It's not John Cougar though, right? It's just John Mellencamp.
No, he hates that. So don't ever say that to him. He'll probably try and punch you right in the face.
See, you've been wanting me to get punched in the face.
John Cougar Mellencamp punch you in the face?
If you call him John Cougar Mellencamp, probably just call him John Mellencamp.
Here's my I think I would respect his decision, but here's my thing. It's like I once met Anson Williams. He was Potsy on Happy Days.
Yeah.
He hated being called Potsy. You became famous because you were Potsy.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I mean, just be careful. You made your bed, time to lie in it sometimes. You know what I mean? But just talking to him, I know he was told a long time ago that he had to change his name, and he kind of always regretted that he did that. And then when he just kind of transitioned into John Mellencamp and said, forget it, I'm not doing that. And, you know, it just kind of, I think it reminds him of something he's not happy with himself for doing, so he just doesn't like it. So,
if you've asked him about it, I guess there's a new song, which is kind of a remake, retake, rerun of Jack and Diane. Uh-huh. What does he think of that? Because obviously, anytime you hear it.
I haven't talked to him in a little bit lately, so I'm not. I have no idea.
I had no idea I was going to talk about John Mellencamp.
There you go. He's going to love this now. By the way, I used to coach one of his sons in boxing, Hud. Hud was the first bare knuckle I did over in London. He was one of my cornermen.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. How have you been? It's been a while since we've seen you.
I'm great. You know, no matter what I've done, I haven't been able to get this sickness. You know what I mean? I've not worn a mask.
How hard you've tried?
I mean, I've not really tried, but I just did everything I was told not to. And I've been tested, I think, 4 times now. Nothing. No antibodies, anything. So I don't know if I'm immune or I'm just lucky or what.
What's it going to mean to you? And I've asked all the fighters what it's going to mean to them to fight on Friday. You know, as a firefighter, what's it going to mean to be in that building on Friday with a professional event going on?
Man, it's just, it's just like a weight being lifted off everybody's shoulder to try and get back to some level of normalcy. And it's weird because that's what fighters fight. Fighters fight. That's what they do. And so it's hard to not do any of that for so long. It's like people don't understand the goal-oriented mentality of a fighter. And when you don't have something you're looking forward to, you almost feel lost. Life is simple as a fighter. You work out, you train, you get ready, you prepare for this day, and that fight happens. You have your whole life set out in front of you. You know what to do. And there's no end and there's no goal. There's just you don't even know what to do. You know, you're kind of lost in a way. So you need that goal-oriented mentality, and there has to be an end date. And this just puts people's lives back in order, I think.
When Dave Feldman was on earlier, he said how important it was for him to put fans in the stands for the fighters. And I said that it's just as important for the fans to be there for themselves, to get out of the house,
to go
find an event to go to and support.
You know, that's one thing that really made me proud to have been part of the UFC is you know, the UFC and Dana and them were the first ones to get back and really put anything on forever. Nothing else was going on. And it was a time when they were needed the most. I mean, you know, depression, alcoholism, suicide, all those things were on their way up. You know, when people didn't know what to do, once again, in no new movies, everybody watched the freaking
the
Tiger
same thing,
King. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, all right.
I've never seen that.
Oh, wait, oh, you're the one. Because everybody else watched it because there's nothing else on. So.
Now, because we're such good friends, I can be honest with you. I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
But I've never watched the Tiger King. Have you ever seen that 90 Day Fiancé?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. It is. Two train wrecks and a circus show at the same time.
Much like Tiger King.
Much like this show.
Yeah, like this show.
Much like Knockout Radio.
No, so I don't know.
How about, you know, you were talking about the normalcy of fighters. How about you as a commentator? You know, it's got to be good to kind of try to get back on.
I'll be honest with you. You know, almost my entire adult career, I've either been fighting or training fighters or commentator or something, and I'm busy every week, and it just seems busy. All of a sudden, for this time, I didn't know what to do with my time. People always ask me when I was fighting, like, you were a firefighter, you were doing everything. What do you have to? I was like, I didn't do anything else. There was no other hobbies. Did you like to play golf? I don't play golf. What about hunting? I've never been hunting in my life. Like, I didn't really do anything else. So all of a sudden, I had some time where there was no fights going on. There was no training. I mean, I still work in the fire department, but I was like, well, what are you supposed to do when you aren't running around late for things? You know, I just didn't know what to do. So getting back to actually doing things is so much better for me. I feel this is what I know. And before, I not only did I not know, I didn't like it. So
I think it was Reggie. I considered not coming up here.
Glad you made it, bud.
Have a brand new, you know, granddaughter, and with Paige making the announcement, you know, about her husband and her possibly having the virus, yeah, and with her being with Dave, and Dave was going to do the show. And then I decided, you know what? I'm tired of sitting at home.
Yeah.
The only place I go to other than grocery store is his pizzeria to do the radio show.
Yeah.
And I've got to get out. We've got to get out. We've got to try to get back to doing something.
I mean, there is a way to do it, but I think there's, you know, try to do it smartly. You know, don't be take unnecessary risk, but I mean, you have to take some risk. You know, you don't have to go out there and be, you know, reckless about it, but at the same time, you can't sit around and just, what if everything,
sure,
what if this happens, what if that person talked to that person, I could get it. Yeah, you could, but I mean, you have to be safe, but you can't be too safe.
We could, since he's driving us home, we could die in a car wreck driving home from here.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we don't want to.
No, it's a risk, but I mean, it's a calculated risk, and you're going to make the, you know, precautions. You're not going to go out and drink a bunch and, you know, close your eyes and, you know, just do stupid things, but you're still going to take the necessary precautions to make it happen. Same thing here. It's all we're talking about.
What are a couple of the fights that you're looking forward to on Friday?
Oh, man. It'd probably be easier to go over the ones I'm
that
not
you're
looking
not?
Forward to.
Oh, that'll be good.
No, those would just be ones I really don't know much about. Right. But, I mean, geez, obviously, you know, we talked about the main event. That is such a good fight right now. Thiago Evans, because before when it was Phil Broner, I was like, hey, I'm just glad to see Thiago. But now that Phil's out, it says, you know, Julian Lane's in. Oh, my God. It's just like, you know, I enjoy watching a fight, but, you know, Thiago is such a good fighter, but he hasn't had any bare knuckle. How many does Julian have? Seven?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have, you know, a very technically a great fighter who's accomplished a lot, but he's in a new sport, and he's going against a guy with a lot of experience. That makes that a very, very intriguing fight. Sure. I can't wait to see that with him.
I asked Thiago when he was on, and Dave Feldman was sitting down at the same time, of how much pressure does he feel being a big-name guy coming in? Being in, you know, I don't know about over unders and gambling and all that kind of stuff, but he would have to be because of his name. How much pressure is it on any fighter when you fight?
Oh,
you're a name. How much pressure is that?
Dude, there's a lot, you know, and that's what, you know, people don't realize. It's funny when there's a, you're getting ready to fight and you're an underdog. People, oh man, you're fighting a really good guy. There's a lot of pressure. Not really.
All that means is the money. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're the favorite, people know who you are. There's a lot of pressure, man, because not only do you have to go out there and win, you got to win convincingly. And if you go out there and you win a split decision, people, oh, he's terrible. He's washed up, or there's a lot. I mean, you got to go out there and you got to take care of business, or else, you know, it's bad. So you not only have a great fighter who's there trying to knock your head off, you got to constantly be thinking about, am I doing this right? Is everybody going to be on the internet talking about me? So you got an extra level of pressure on yourself. That's another reason I never really trash talking too much. Like, there's enough pressure on me.
Sure.
I don't need to add another layer of tell people what I'm going to do when I don't. I look like an idiot.
Should I help you in your goal?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the goal?
So his goal was he wanted me to get punched in the face while I was here.
Oh, yeah.
So my question for you is, because I'm pretty sure you wouldn't punch me, at least I hope not.
I won't.
Give me your opinion on the Rainbow Warrior fighting Hector Lombard.
In what way? What do you mean the opinion? What do I think is going to happen?
No, just give me your thoughts on that fight.
Oh,
I mean, again, two named guys.
That's a great fight, too. That, I mean, I didn't get to finish talking about the ones I was excited about, but that's definitely one. I mean, I think we've all seen what Hector Lombard's done in the past. You know, just a phenomenal fighter, one of the scariest guys to be in there on some level. Like he, I remember when I first met him, I was like, dude, I not that I was intimidated, but I was like, man, this dude's a maniac. And then he was so nice when I met him. I was like, oh, this isn't what I thought was going to happen. You know?
Same here.
But, you know, but you got an intriguing matchup because, I mean, one thing I think he gets frustrated sometimes if he's having trouble in the fight, and Kendall's so long and tall. If he just stands back with, you know, and knows how to jab and 1-2 and moves, it's gonna be a tough fight, man. I mean, obviously power is gonna favor Hector, but you know, length and boxing ability, I'm gonna have to go with Kendall. So that's another great fight. That's one of them.
Kind of like the co-host over here. He's not the co-host. He's the co-host.
Always somebody in the middle.
The co main event: Reggie Barnett Jr., who was just here, and Abby.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, Abby, before his last fight, I was thinking this is probably one of the most improved guys we'd seen in the sport. You know, he's really taken off with bare knuckle and turned us into his own sport. Obviously, he ran into a tough fight, his last one, but I mean, that is what is turned out to be one of the best boxers who's transitioned over. Looks phenomenal. But Abby's got a lot of experience. He's looking very well. This is a rematch, so I mean, these are two of the most experienced guys we have, and they've both done well. And that's just a great fight. I mean, I can't wait to see this one as well.
I don't know if you have anything, but do me a favor, as a fireman, former fireman.
Always a fireman.
Is it like a Marine? Once a Marine, always a Marine?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's Mark. I don't know.
No, that's them. So do me a favor and talk to Kevin Smith and talk to Jared Warren.
Jared Warren.
And please convince the two of them to stop putting photos of Jared up in that fireman's gear with no shirt and, you know, the calendar photo. Enough of that.
Yeah, where's Chris Lytle's calendar photo?
I refuse.
We got the photo booth right over here. Like, we'll get it done.
I have to, like, go and maybe throw up a couple times and run some laps and sweat and, you know, go on a bench of not eating for a while to try and get that.
I mean,
you
ask if I had anything. I'm just going to say this. Everybody, the BKFC is a new sport about almost 2 years old.
It's the oldest, newest
sport. Right. But 130 years ago, I thought it was interesting to know that the record for the longest bare-knuckle fight in history was 6 hours and 15 minutes. It was a match between James Kelly and Jonathan Smith, fought in Australia. And after 17 rounds, Smith gave in 1855.
17 rounds in 6 hours?
No. 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Like, well, how long were the rounds?
Exactly. That was my point. They were hour rounds.
I'm just going by the Wikipedia research.
Wow.
But if but you know, you see guys now after 25 minutes, so it's incredible if this truly lasted.
Man, no. They used to
talk. Back then, it was.
Well, I've always heard them talk about different rounds, and they would be like, you know, 80-round fights or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know if they had did things different with time. I heard at one point it was just whenever somebody took a knee, the round was over. So I don't know if that's
It's
true.
Still not 104 hours of playing softball.
Well, what asked Bert Scott from –
I did that.
Scott Burt from the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame, if it's accurate or not.
I can't think of anything I'd like to do for 6 hours. That one.
Oh, I can. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Chris Lytle, great having you back.
It involves food.
I took her home. My place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.